This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When you go back to the speech, you know, people have talked about if it was divisive. It wasn't divisive.
Let's take a closer look, shall we?
MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans quote a clear and present danger. MAGA forces are determined. Take this country backwards.
I don't think you like me. And you know what?
I like everybody. I'm a people person. I like everybody.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The governors of Texas and Arizona have turned us into a border town.
It's never fun to get a taste of your own medicine.
I hear a lot of people chirping about Florida from, like, California. They're so worried about Florida. They can't even keep the power on in California.
Boom. Roasted.
I'm Ron DeSantis.
And we'll leave the light on for you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the number, as always, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Our new text line, by the way, if you haven't texted for a week or so, go to Howie. 617-213-1066, 617-213-1066, if you want to text a message to us. Well, the big news of the day, of course, is the passing of Queen Elizabeth II of Great Britain, the United Kingdom, and, you know, the Queen is dead. God save the King. Prince Charlie is finally going to get his shot at being the monarch. She was 96 years old. She lived a full life. And, you know, I think you got to admire her. You know, I mean, I know, you know, it's not something you fight your way up by the bootstraps to become a king or a queen, but, you know, she did a pretty good job of it. And again, I don't think it was the easiest job in the world, especially when you're dealing with all of these dolts and having to go to all these ribbon cuttings and cocktail parties, et cetera, and make insipid remarks over and over again. I mean, that was her job, and she did it very well. There was never any controversy. Maybe behind closed doors she was angry about, Princess Di or Meghan Markle or the fact that she had to pretend that Harry was really her grandson. She had the same domestic headaches that everybody else does. But, you know, she did a pretty good job. And I just keep going back. I told Grace this. I mean, I just have so much respect for anybody who lived through the Blitz in Britain. You know, it's one thing, you know, to have a few riots that you can watch on TV or even to live through, you know, 9/11. It was a horrible thing, obviously, but it was one day. And, there was obviously fallout, but for months, if not years, they were getting bombed every night in London and other British communities by the Luftwaffe. And they stayed there, and it was really something. And think all the people she knew. She, When Winston Churchill became the prime minister for the last time, he had to go and present his credentials to Queen Elizabeth, you know. And as have you ever seen anybody else on a coin from a dollar bill or a pound note, I should say, from the UK? Have you ever seen anyone else's picture on there? I mean, I can't. I mean, maybe I've seen in books or on the internet. Coin with her father's face on it, but I can't remember. I can't remember it. It's, I mean, she's been there for literally forever. 844-500-4242. So, and is Randy Andy coming to the funeral? I guess these are the questions that, will not be, uh, be, be be dealt with instantaneously. And isn't it ironic, too, that, you know, the new Prime Minister of Great Britain, Liz Truss, just took over for the disgraced Boris Johnson. He was the Charlie Parker of the United Kingdom, you might say. You know, the guy who really overplayed his hand totally with COVID-19 and green energy. It's a lot of similarities between those two guys. And they're both out of office or soon to be. And Liz Truss just went to see the Queen a couple of days ago, and now she's passed on. So we're not going to talk much about it today. There's not much to say. I mean, it's you know, death comes to all, right? And you know, again, she led a very full life, and it's just one of those things. 844-500-4242. 508 says, if Tom Menino were alive, he would say she was an ionic woman. Yes, that is what he... yep. 508, the woman changed tires on Jeeps during the war. Yeah, that's 508. Prince Charles is the Ed Markey of the UK, meaning he spent his entire career waiting to be elevated to the Senate, just like Charles will now be elevated to the throne. And, you know, Charles is a complete and utter buffoon. I think we can all agree on that. I mean, he's another one, like Boris Johnson or Charlie Parker or Greta Van Thunberg. They believe in climate change. So we can expect to hear from the new king what we never heard from the old queen, which is a lecture on our morality and or our ethics. 844-500-4242. Again, she was the queen our entire lives. Most, the 90% of the people in the world, maybe more than 90%. She's the only one. 844-500-4242. It's you know, it's just one of those. Again, it's part of life. We have a new columnist at the Howie Carr Radio Network, Emma Foley. She's just a graduate of Boston College in June. She's gone to work for us as our digital manager, and she's going to be writing some columns. And her first column is up today. Check it out on the website. It's about Mara Healy and her track record as Attorney General and what she wants to bring to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, which is mainly moving trucks. Allied moving vans, Casey and Hayes, any kind of moving truck will be in great use come January when she if she becomes governor. Unfortunately, the odds are overwhelming that she will become governor. But it's a great column, and check it out, Emma Foley. She'll be writing all the time for the website, the Howie Carr Radio Network. 844-500-4242-860. Do you think Dementia Joe will go to Queen Elizabeth's funeral? I would say so. Absolutely. I would think he would have to.
The question is, will Trump be invited?
Trump should be invited. He got along with her very well.
I don't think he'd go, though.
You don't think so?
Not if Barry and Joe are going to be there.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
They'd all be seated in the same section. It'd be pretty awkward.
Dementia Joe will probably be out today. But I remember we suffered through the Blitz together. I said, Jerry can't bring down the United Kingdom. Maybe he'll go back and say he remembers Queen. He'll get it confused with good Queen Bess, Queen Elizabeth I, and say that he was with Sir Francis Drake when they took on the Spanish Armada.
I heard today the Queen Mary sank. I'm so sorry.
What are we going to do to mourn the Queen, says 857, a cheap bastard deal? Yes. As a matter of fact, we will have a cheap bastard deal.
In honor of the Queen.
This is going to be the cheap bastard deal in honor of the Queen, Nauset Beach Inn. You can start buying them now. We're not going to do it for a little while, actually start it. But it's up on the site now. Check out Emma Foley's column and start buying those cheap bastard deals, $200 gift certificate to the Nauset Beach Inn in Orleans. It's right on the Cape Cod National Seashore. And you can buy it right now. And it's for good Queen Bess. Think of her as you buy. 844-500-4242.
I think the rooms do have queen beds.
They, you know, you're right. You're right. They have queen size beds. Yes. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liars said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000 a year. We paid attention to the $400,000 and they slipped this in under our noses. They soon will control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours building your nest egg, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Gold's new guide. 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call Monetary Gold now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. You know, sometimes a major historical figure dies, and someone who's a slightly lesser known major figure dies on the same day, and they're kind of overlooked in the rush of news about
Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, there's an example right there. I was thinking more of a JFK and Aldous Huxley, the author of Brave New World. I mean, they died on the same day, and probably people didn't know for months that Aldous Huxley had died.
A very appropriate generational.
What you don't know the book Brave exposition. New World? It's a pretty big book. I mean, he's been kind of eclipsed by Orwell because of recent events. But you know, he was big time. Anyway, so today, the same day that the Queen Elizabeth passes, someone who was important, I think, in U.S. political history. Maybe people don't remember it now, most people. Bernard Shaw, one of the original anchors of the Clinton News Network, CNN. And this morning when he passed, I was listening to a Washington, D.C. talk station, and they kept saying, Bernie Shaw, who reported live from the first shock and awe bombings from Baghdad. And I was thinking, huh? That's what they're talking about? Because I remember him for something else. I remember him for the 1988 final presidential debate between Governor Michael Dukakis and then Vice President George H.W. Bush. And this is the question. I mean, you know, Dukakis was on the ropes. This was after he'd been around in the tank and all that kind of stuff. And he was fading. But he was still hanging on. He was on the ropes, but he was still, they hadn't called the fight. And Bernard Shaw asked him this question, and this was Dukakis's response. And this is what I'll always remember him for. Cut two.
The first question goes to Governor Dukakis. You have 2 minutes to respond. Governor, if Kitty Dukakis were raped and murdered, would you favor an irrevocable death penalty for the killer?
No, I don't, Bernard, and I think you know that I've opposed the death penalty during all of my life. I don't see any evidence that it's a deterrent, and I think there are better and more effective ways to deal with violent crime. We've done so in my own state, and it's one of the reasons why we have had the biggest drop in crime of any industrial state in America, why we have the lowest murder rate of any industrial state in America.
And everyone was going, huh? He asked him, what would happen if your wife were raped and murdered. And this is your response, some kind of technocratic, bloodless, prepared text. And by the way, it was total BS. I mean, he's talking about the Massachusetts correctional system, which produced Willie Horton, you know, who was sent on a convicted killer who was sent on a weekend furlough. And then he went down to Maryland and terrorized a couple for an entire weekend. That was a big issue in the 1988 campaign, you may recall. It was popularized, too, by the way, in the New York primary by Al Gore, not by George H.W. Bush and Lee Atwater, but by Al Gore. And there was also, of course, Jimmy the Bear Flemmy, Stevie Flemmy's brother. He was let go on a weekend furlough pass, and he went to Baltimore and got into all kinds of trouble, just like Willie Horton did. So to me, that's what I remember about Bernard Shaw, who passed on today at the age of 82. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What was the finest moment of Bernard Shaw's journalistic career? Reporting on shock and awe in Baghdad, or asking Dukakis the kiddie rape and murder question?
No question, the kiddie rape and murder question.
76% say the kiddie question.
Is that just because we're all parochial and we remember it? But there were three other people in the reporting on with CNN, Peter Arnett and somebody else. I can't remember who it was. And I mean, it was kind of interesting what they were doing, but it didn't really affect the course of political history. 844-500-4242. 661 says Joe Biden got confused about the Queen's death. He just sent condolences to Freddie Mercury. He could, you know, it may take a day or so before he can go out and say something. They may have to, get him in front of a TV screen and have him watch Queen Elizabeth and hope that he can remember her name.
What are you talking about?
508, that rape question didn't have the same impact as the helmet in the tank. I don't know. That would be another question for a future poll. I think the rape murder question just kind of, again, he was on his way out, but it just kind of reinforced what everybody was thinking about him. What a bloodless technocrat he was, and just not the kind of guy you want in the Oval Office. Thank goodness. 844, who can forget the revolving door ad in front of the prison? Yeah, that was a memorable ad. I think that was a PAC. That was a pro-George Bush PAC, Political Action Committee. But that was an extreme, showing the people going in and out. And they concentrated on Willie Horton, but Stevie the Bear, Stevie's brother, Jimmy the Bear, was another one that was, involved in the weekend. There were other ones, too, that got weekend furloughs and went on crime sprees. Jason, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jason.
Howie, thanks so much for having me on. Hey, real quick, my favorite Bernard Shaw story was election night of 94 when the Gingrich Revolution was unfolding. Shaw turns to CNN election analyst Bill Schneider and says, "Well, Bill, this looks like it's really a night against incumbents." And Schneider looks at him and says, "Bernie, except no Republicans have lost."
That's it. Yeah, that's a hell of a, that's a good story. I like that. Yeah. 844-500-4242. He was okay though. Bernie Shaw. I mean, can you imagine a Democrat operative on CNN asking a question like that today of a, I can't, you know, even though this guy, Chris Licht, is trying to, clean out the worst of the Democrat rump swabs at CNN. None of them would ever ask a question like that because it would be too embarrassing. 603 says, two words for the Queen, term limits. 978, I had a big satellite dish years ago during the Gulf War. I was able to see Bernard before he went on live. He was telling his people to get it right. He was very serious. He wouldn't be allowed to work for CNN today. No, I from CNN has gone from Bernard Shaw to Don Lemon and Brian Stelter, although I know he's gone now, and John Harwood and Anderson Cooper. It's a bit of a fall off, wouldn't you say? Chris Licht has got his work cut out for him to replace any of these guys, to replace the old crew. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Just looking at the headlines, it says that King Charles III has made his first statement. I want to know what this, has Prince Andrew said anything? Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide, perhaps? Is he still banned? He's still banned, I guess. Will he be at the funeral? That's my question. People want to know what they're going to call Camilla. Apparently, she's the consort. The consort.
Yeah, I think they established that a while ago, that that's what she would be referred to. Because I remember reading that somewhere before.
Yes, because, you know, see, she was married. I mean, this is the only time, I guess, in the UK or anywhere else where the Church of England still has some sway, you know? I think nobody goes to the Church of England anymore.
I have read some interesting stories about how they played their cards right in one sense with how they dealt with her in the public eye. Like, they were very slow into really bringing her on the scene because they knew how much people didn't like her. And over the years, people's, I guess her popularity, it's still not high, but it's not as bad as it once was. It has improved over time. People are getting used to her, I guess.
She likes to smoke cigarettes, apparently. It doesn't bother me, but I think some people are in old blighty or offended by that.
All right. Well, beyond that news, and Howie will continue to keep you guys up to date on what's happening there, but there is a lot of
Queen Elizabeth's still dead. That's the update.
Yeah.
Okay. There won't be too many more. If you're worried that we're going to spend the whole day on this, don't.
Yeah. There's going to be like 10 days of, I guess they have the London Bridge.
Ten days of, well, if the good news is the NFL season is about to begin.
Mm-hmm. I agree with your take, though. I do think that a lot of people are sad to see her go. I mean, it's just, she was a constant for a very long time, and she did a good job.
And, you know, if you're tired of watching the Queen Elizabeth still dead talk, you could always also go to the Red Sox. They're in their pennant drive. I just checked it out. They have 0.2% chance of making the playoffs.
Yikes.
Lightning could strike.
Indeed. Howie, there was a really sad story out of Memphis yesterday. A Memphis gunman, Ezekiel Kelly, live streamed his shooting rampage, killing 4 people. He launched his alleged rampage just before 1 a.m. and terrorized the city until after dusk when he was caught during a police chase at about 9:30 p.m.
This guy had he'd been charged with murder just a couple of years ago. And various other horrific crimes. And then he plea bargained it down to 3 years, and he was let out after serving only 11 months. And apparently, you know, if they charge you with murder, that means somebody's dead, right? They just couldn't prove it, or they didn't want to fight it out in the court. So they just let him plea bargain it down, and he got out, and he killed 4 people, and he wounded a number of other people.
Yeah, I think he wounded 3 people.
Jim Strickland, the Memphis mayor, he had some really scathing things to say about the judicial system. Cut 3.
The problem is not the Memphis Police Department, because they're arresting people. The problem is this judicial system that will not punish. That is our problem.
Let's keep going with Jim Strickland. This is really, I mean, this guy's really angry. And, you know, and I think he's legit. You know, people like Adams and Lightfoot get up there, and Kinney in Philadelphia, and they say, oh, they're wringing their hands. But you don't really believe that they want to crack down. This guy in Memphis, he seems like he's really angry. I'd never heard of him until this morning. Cut 4.
This is no way for us to live. And it is not acceptable. The people of our city were confronted with the type of violence no one should have to face.
And the key here is it's the same thing with all of these horrific crimes that are being committed, not just in Memphis, but across the country. Nobody is serving their full sentence. And that's the thing that, you know, the guy only got 3 years.
Yeah, the full sentence isn't even a long time.
Yeah, he does it. Yeah, 3 years. Switzerland is talking about giving people 3 years for turning up their thermostats over 68 degrees in the winter. And so this is what Strickland said about this guy, Ezekiel Kelly. Not even, he served less than a year for all these, for his first crime wave, cut six.
If Mr. Kelly served his full 3 year sentence, he would still be in prison today. And four of our fellow citizens would still be alive.
This is real basic stuff, but Democrats won't even say the obvious here. What everybody's thinking: why can't you keep this guy in prison? He's obviously a horrible person if he's charged with murder at the age of 17.
Yeah, and this is just another thing this week for Memphis. Just a horrible week for Memphis because we also had that story of the mother who was kidnapped while jogging and then killed.
Yeah, by another career thug,
yeah.
Criminal. Who just served 20 years for kidnapping a female lawyer off the street in Memphis.
Just really heartbreaking. And one of the newscasters actually broke down. I mean, it's just been such a tiring week for everyone there and just a terrible.
Yeah, let's listen to that too. Cut six. This is Joyce Peterson. She's an anchor on one of the Memphis TV stations. Cut six.
Extremely dangerous situation. And I know... Memphis is tired right now. Yeah, I'm good. I'm with you all. Memphis is tired right now. The Eliza Fletcher kidnapping and abduction and murder. The other crimes we've had this year leading up to this. It's difficult right now. Bear with me. It's a very nerve-wracking night.
Whew. I can't imagine. So scary. Howie, shifting gears here to a little bit of news about this Twitter deal that doesn't seem to go away. First, it was Elon Musk who was trying to acquire Twitter. And then it was former Disney CEO Bob Iger. And he's also said that the deal ended, any attempt at a deal ended, after finding substantial bot counts. So
but
this is
really,
a recurring theme.
Was he really surprised by this? I mean, I've been reading about this for years. So's everybody, haven't they?
He said, we at that point estimated with some of Twitter's help that a substantial portion, not a majority, were not real. I don't remember the number, but we discounted the value heavily. But that was what we built into our economics. Actually, the deal that we had was pretty cheap.
I think sometimes you're lucky when you get turned down for a deal. Like, remember Bob Welch, the guy from GE? He wanted to buy the Globe for $500 million, and 2 years later it was worth a buck.
Yeah, it's like sometimes when a house falls through and then you look back
yeah.
and you go, thank God I didn't get that house. It was
right.
not meant to be.
Yeah, Bob Iger, he caught a break.
But how long can Twitter go on for without telling us how many bots they have? Like, that seems to be the recurring problem in all these deals. Dan Rather is applauding Gavin Newsom's handling of the unusual weather event, a.k.a., as Red State puts it, the summer. He said there was an unusual, this is Dan Rather, there was an unusual weather event in California, and Governor Newsom asked residents to pitch
in. An unusual weather event, again, the summer. You know what? I'm going to make a prediction. Where's the magic eight ball? I don't need the magic eight ball to make this prediction. There will be an unusual weather event in December. The days will be very short, and it will be cold. It will continue to be cold. It will be white. Frozen precipitation falling from the sky probably until February, March, maybe even into April. That's my prediction on the unusual weather event that we have coming up.
Well, here's another prediction people are making. Some people think that this unusual weather event that is hurting California's energy grid is going to cause problems for Gavin Newsom's 2024 chances. Gavin Newsom, Governor Hairgel, he's looking at 2024. He's showing up to the White House when Joe Biden's not there. He's hoping to be the young Democrat that they need. But Fox News has an article about how his 2024 chances could be threatened by California's energy grid struggle. I also don't think it helps that he's wearing a fleece when everyone else is, you know, shutting their AC off. and that he keeps talking about banning gas-powered cars while also telling people not to plug in.
How about all the homeless encampments in every large, formerly beautiful city in what was formerly known as the Golden State?
Yeah, the crime is up. Drugs are, you know, just all over
Jack
the streets.
Jack Welch, that was the guy who tried to buy the Globe. If I screwed up his name.
Hey, this is just a heads up for everyone. There's a really good piece by Senator Rob Portman and Senator Chuck Grassley in the Washington Examiner about how Biden's student loan debt transfer is an abuse of executive power. And they really lay out how Biden does not have the power to do this. Which
Well, he said it before that he didn't have it.
And Nancy Pelosi said it. Right. And it kind of, it just goes into all of the details and
this
how.
This is the tell on what they're going to do. When they say that they don't have the power, that means they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Because they have to placate AOC and the fake Indian et al.
Yeah. And really what it goes into is how this is going to be transferred, of course, to taxpayers and how we're all going to be dealing with this. And it's probably going to increase inflation. But I just thought they did a really good job of writing this out for everyone. And it's pretty easy to break down. And lastly, D.C. is declaring a public emergency on the migrant crisis and establishing an Office of Migrant Services, which has $10 million already allocated for it, with the district seeking reimbursement from FEMA.
I love the sound cut from this woman, Brian Nado. She's a member of the D.C. City Council, and she's. I mean, it would really take a heart of stone not to laugh at this cut. Cut 25.
It's been said, but it's worth reiterating, that the governors of Texas and Arizona have created this crisis. And the federal government has not stepped up to assist the District of Columbia, so we, along with our regional partners, we'll do what we've always done. We'll rise to the occasion. We've learned from border towns like El Paso and Brownsville. And in many ways, the governors of Texas and Arizona have turned us into a border town.
Well, so you don't want to be a border town. So do you think El Paso and Brownsville, among other places, do you think they want to be a border town overrun with illegal alien criminals? And I like the fact she says that Ducey and Abbott created the border crisis. Joe Biden didn't have anything to do with it. This is like saying, you know, Joe Biden was the arsonist who set fire to the house, and the governors of Texas and Arizona are the fire department, and they're trying to put out the fire, and you're saying the fire department created flooding in my street.
Well,
I mean, who started this?
Well, it's also, does she think that these illegal aliens just were, you know, like came out of nowhere into Texas and Arizona?
I don't know. This is a stunt, but I'm in favor of stunts.
No, this is a stunt that I've been proven wrong on this. I thought it was just theater at first, but it's actually been very effective in showing this hypocrisy. And I can't believe they keep saying this stuff and they don't realize how dumb they sound.
Yeah. And they don't realize how everybody is clapping. You know, Everybody is enjoying this. I just wish there was an easier way. I wish there was a bus route to Martha's Vineyard. That's my only regret. And I know we have a lot of Martha's Vineyard listeners. Nothing personal. It's just the beautiful people amongst you. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
A close friend of mine just got a big new job. I asked him for his new address so I could send him a congratulatory gift. Instead of the traditional flowers or candy that the mailroom manager wanted to send, he asked if I could send him an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Have you thought of buying someone the Thunderstorm air purifier as a gift? I can tell you that's what people really want. Paul Rizzo, our insurance guy, just bought the 3-pack for his new winter home. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are: number 1, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number 2, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by air pollution. Number 3, the safe ozone technology also destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. One of our VIPs yesterday said it also gets the smoke smell or the cat smell, if you know what I mean, out of clothes. It's just amazing the uses of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. It doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand like I'm doing now. There are no air filters to replace, saving you both time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. You can use a couple for yourself and maybe give one as a gift like I did. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
This is one of our more popular deals, and I just talked to a woman at one of our remotes recently, and she said whenever we get a deal on the Nauset Beach Inn, she pulls the car over to grab a couple for herself. She orders immediately. So this is your chance, ma'am. Set on 4 acres in East Orleans, Massachusetts, a stone's throw from the Atlantic Ocean in Nauset Beach, and 6.8 miles from the Captain's Golf Course, the Nauset Beach Inn is the only lodging inside the Cape Cod National Seashore. Every room commands a superb view of the great outer beach and the ever-changing sea, a quaint lodging of peace and enjoyment. Relish the taste of the ocean air, the sound of the breaking surf, and simply the best view on Cape Cod. While supplies last, you can get a gift certificate to the Nauset Beach Inn valued at $200 for just $100. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click store now to get your gift certificate while supplies last. Joining us now is owner-operator of the Nauset Beach Inn, Dave Henchy. So we're moving from one season to the next. What's going on at the Nauset Beach Inn?
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Well, this is the inflation-fighting deal of all time. As you know, in the wintertime, our rooms during the week are only $119.99 a night, and $149.99 on the weekend, and you can combine it with the Barley Neck Inn deal you've got on your cheap
right.
bastard.
That's page. another good deal.
You really yeah. got some. Yeah, that's probably the best place around. It's just down the street from us, right?
Right.
So, you know, our view is fantastic. We got the high capacity fire pits outside where everybody can be social and hang out at night, and it's still warm and it's beautiful. We put them on before sunset, you know, and people kind of drift out there for an adult beverage. You know, we have the fireplaces in the room, so you can order dinner in and have the best view you never get at a restaurant. Have yeah. your dinner in the room.
And the rooms all have two queen-size beds, queen-size, in honor of Queen Elizabeth.
They do.
And so if you got young kids, you could bring down a couple of your kids with you too, and for the night. And again, it's during the week. The price is going to go down after the season ends to $119 a night. So you can get basically close to two nights for just $100, right?
I know it's truly good. You know, you can bring we got refrigerators in the room, microwaves, coffee makers. You know, the barbecues are all over the property. We keep them on all year so people can cook up their dinner. And it turns into probably the cheapest staycation you could probably ever find in the winter with your family.
Yeah.
The views are
spectacular. I mean, you know, there's not as much color as you get into the winter, but I mean, the raging sea is really amazing. All four seasons of the year, but it's just as good in the winter as it is in the summer in a different way.
Great place to walk your dog, I have to say. It's spectacular. The school vacations are fun, too. You know, the couples getaway. It's, you know, you say the colors are just truly stunning with the golden dune grass in the winter blowing in the wind. And the sunsets and the sunrises. If you can book it around moonrise, it is a spectacular thing to see. You can read a book by the bright moon down there. The air is so clean.
And there's whales and whales all the time, right?
Yeah, we actually had a good group of whales this week. They're jumping. One was particularly putting on a show, slapping its tail. People were just, you could hear the intake of their breath out on the lawn, you know, watching this routine. A few sharks this week, too. I'm not doing
that. Uh-oh. Get on board, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store and get a $200 gift certificate to the Nauset Beach Inn on the Cape Cod National Seashore for just $100. I'm Howie Carr.